The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome to IMC, to Happy Hour. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark, and Nikki Mercafori and I teach Happy Hour. I think I taught last week, and Nikki's teaching a retreat this week, so I'm filling in for her. I'm just going to say a few words before we begin. And one is this idea that the practice of loving kindness is a training. It's something that we're doing. We're cultivating, developing, training our minds, our hearts. And in this way, it develops and cultivates this natural capacity that we all have to have goodwill, to have kind feelings, kind thoughts, care, respect, warmth. We all have this. But loving kindness practice is just a way in which to make it more accessible, these feelings, these intentions, to make it, maybe that's it, actually, I should say, more accessible, and then also more pervasive, and maybe get so our whole being, it's possible for the whole being just drips with this feeling of loving kindness, of goodwill. And as part of this training, we use phrases. For those of you who've been here before, you know that, or even if you've practiced loving kindness elsewhere, you know that a common way to do this is to use loving kindness phrases to support our intention to cultivate and develop loving kindness. So I thought tonight I would say just a little bit about phrases, ones that we use. Of course, I'll be offering some this evening. And often I suggest that people can repeat silently after me, and also suggest that you can use your own phrases. There's nothing magical or about these particular specific phrases, and if you practice loving kindness elsewhere, you may find there's a little bit different phrases. I know that I certainly have. I've practiced it in a bunch of different places, and teachers often have their favorite ones. I'll say that the ones that Nikki and I use were for what Sharon Salzberg is currently using, and she's one of the primary teachers of loving kindness in America, one of the people who brought it. But maybe one thing I'll say is that it's important that these phrases resonate with us, that we connect with them. The last thing you want is there to be a little protest, a tiny little protest in the mind after you're saying a phrase. It should be something that feels natural, that feels, I'm using this word, resonant, and feels, maybe it has some warmth for you. And in fact, some general guidelines for the phrases is for them to be simple, and to be clear, and to be kind, and to have this feeling of warmth or care. And what I mean by simple is, for those of you who've been here, you know that I'm often using the phrase, may you be healthy. We say something kind of generic, like healthy, as opposed from, well, may you be free of diabetes and your left knee that's bothering you when the weather is bad. Right, it's more just, you know, this may you be healthy, kind of this general feeling, this, I'll just leave it at that, this general feeling. So maybe I'll build on that the phrases I've been using have been, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you live with ease. You notice that it starts with this, may you. Sometimes people have asked or commented, it feels like a request or it feels like a supplication or something like this. That's not the intention for the phrases. The phrases are more to support our intention for cultivating and developing loving kindness. So it's a way to say, may you be happy is, oh, it's maybe shortened of saying, I have the wish that you be happy. That's one way to think about it. I have the wish that you will be safe. I am wishing that you will live with ease. Something like that. So we use may you not as a way, as a, yeah, less of a request and more of a just a support for what the mind is doing or what we're. So maybe I'll say a little bit more about that. That loving kindness is less about wishing and it's more about unlocking or opening or discovering something that we already have inside of us, these desires for people we care about to have safety, to have health. So the aim of these phrases are to find language that evokes, supports an attitude of loving kindness, evokes, supports a inclination towards loving kindness, an inclination towards benevolence, warmth, care, respect. So in this way, that the phrases are intended to support goodwill, not so much good emotions. There's no guarantee, right, that because we're going to do this, we're going to be filled with love. And that's not their primary intention. The intention is to kind of incline the mind, incline the heart towards loving kindness, towards goodwill. And the good news is that this inclination or this movement towards goodwill usually does lead to some good emotion, a sense of well-being, a sense of ease, a sense of spaciousness, openness, a sense of warmth. So maybe I'll just say, you know, I'm going to turn up the microphone or the amplifier here. I feel like I'm speaking, trying to strain my voice a little bit. Oh, here we go. Here's the issue. So maybe, how is this? Is this too loud? Is it too echoey? Yeah, this is a little bit better for me. I felt like I was starting to feel like I wanted to yell at everybody. I don't like that feeling of having to yell. Okay, so maybe I'll just build on that. So the phrases, rather than yelling, right, they can be done with a sense of warmth. Is there a sense of warmth? And not a sense of you have to rush. It's helpful if there's just, there's a lot of space and no sense of hurried time. Just say the phrases in a relaxed, warm manner. I'll be guiding us on this, and this is what I like to do, but the pace that I'm using doesn't necessarily mean it's the right pace for you. But for me, I find it makes a big difference if I'm just feel like that. There's all the time in the world. Right now, I'm just inclining my mind and heart this direction. And I'm using the phrases to support me. It's not like I have to get somewhere in particular. It's not like something in particular needs to happen. Not like a exact outcome needs to happen. It's like, nope, just right now, I'm going to incline the mind and heart this direction towards goodwill. Maybe I'll just say two things about what the phrases are not. They're not positive affirmations. We're not trying to convince ourselves of anything. We're not trying to pretend. We're not trying to demand or plead. Instead, we're using these phrases just like you might in mindfulness practice use the sensations of breathing as a way to bring the mind back. We're using the phrases as a way to kind of bring the mind back to this intention of cultivating loving kindness. And then, of course, I'm speaking in English. I'm offering phrases in English. But you might find that there's another language. That is the language of your heart. That is the language of tenderness, of care or warmth. So you might play around with that if that's the case for you, if you speak a few languages. There may just explore if it's English, maybe something else. So saying the phrases, repeating the phrases, is one of three elements for loving kindness practice. The other two elements are to bring to mind somebody for whom you'd like to, maybe we can imagine, maybe sending them some goodwill. Or maybe we use this a lovable being as a way to, sometimes it's easier to soften our hearts or to open our hearts in the presence of a lovable being. Not necessarily sending them, but maybe they're accompanying us in this movement towards opening and inclining towards goodwill and care. We'll start with a benefactor, somebody for whom it's easy to feel love, care, warm respect. Often that's somebody with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. And I've mentioned this, I think, every time I teach. I think it's important. Sometimes people might have difficulties finding an individual for whom it's really easy. It's perfectly fine to use kittens, puppies, babies, some lovable beings. And then we'll expand loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we'll include ourselves in loving kindness. Sometimes we tend to omit that or overlook. It's so important, loving kindness for ourselves. And then we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice, which is a different phrase, which I'll introduce as we get there. Okay, so to begin practice, let's take an alert, upright posture and take a posture that's comfortable and yet also expresses your intention to meditate. You can use any combination of cushions. This is so much easier, right, if there's a certain amount of comfort. It's hard to have loving kindness when we're in a lot of pain. It's possible, but it's more difficult. You can lie down if you'd like. Sit on the chair, sit on the floor. Then let's begin by taking three long, slow, deep breaths. Just as a way to connect with the body, connect with our experience. Sometimes having exaggerated movements make it easier to connect. And then allowing the breath to return to normal. And trusting that the body knows how to breathe. We don't need to do anything with regards to the breath. And to support a sense of ease, support a sense of relaxation, it's helpful to check in with the body, do a general body scan, and see if there are areas of tightness, contraction, tension. Sometimes just by bringing our awareness to these areas, there can be a softening. You can bring your attention to the top of the head, back of the head, the neck, the face, especially around the eyes and the mouth, the jaw. We often hold tension in these two places. The shoulders. Allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. The upper back. The lower back. The chest. Can there be a certain softening or opening in whatever way that makes sense for you? The belly. We're not trying to force anything to happen, make anything happen. We're just noticing. Can feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Can feel grounded. You're here. Now. The upper legs. The lower legs. And the feet. Another opportunity to feel grounded and present. Feel the contact of the feet with the ground. The upper arms. Lower arms. And the hands. Feel the contact. Whatever they're touching. Then we'll start with a little bit of mindfulness of breathing. So you can rest your awareness on the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest, or perhaps the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Choose one of those areas that is most accessible, the most vivid, the most supportive. And just very gently, very simply, just notice the sensations of breathing. If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply, very gently, begin again, noticing the sensations of breathing. Doesn't require a tremendous amount of effort, but there's a little bit of effort to stay with the sensations of breathing. Just noticing, what does an in-breath feel like? What does an out-breath feel like? And then to begin loving kindness practice. Maybe before we start that, I will say this practice, mindfulness of breathing, can always be a refuge, can be a foundation, can be home base. If you ever feel overwhelmed or you feel confused or lost, or can always use this practice, coming back to the sensations of breathing. And then to start loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody for whom it's easy for you to feel an inner smile, easy to feel warmth, easy to feel care, easy to feel respect, goodwill. You might check in with the body. Maybe there is a little inner smile. Maybe there is a little relaxation that happens, very slight, when you bring this lovable being to mind. Maybe not, too. It's perfectly fine if it's not there. And then as I said in the intro, we use these phrases to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, developing loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And check in with the body and see if there is any warmth, opening, spaciousness, little sense of well-being, even if it's just a small part of your experience. Doesn't have to be your dominant experience. Rest your awareness on that sense of openness, spaciousness, warmth, care, if it's there. You can allow it to get as big as it would like. Again, we're not making anything, we're not forcing anything, we're simply allowing. And again, you can explore maybe some different phrases than the ones I'm offering. Or maybe it's nice to just relax into the phrases that I'm saying. There's no wrong way. As long as you feel like you're creating the conditions for loving kindness, for goodwill, benevolence, warmth, care, respect. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now I'll be silent for a bit. Now we'll build on this loving kindness for a lovable being and expand it to include ourselves. Of course we send loving kindness to ourselves. Of course we have loving kindness for ourselves. For some people it's not as easy. Maybe that's all the more reason to practice. So in the same way, you can bring a sense of yourself to mind that can be either a felt sense of sitting here right now, or maybe an image of yourself, either as you are now, or maybe a younger version, maybe even when you were a young child or a toddler. Whatever feels like there's the least amount of resistance, we like to start where it's easy. Then you can check in with the sensations in the body and see if there's been a shift with this shift in the individual for whom we're cultivating loving kindness. Moving to yourself, did something change in your body? perfectly fine if it did. We can allow any feelings of warmth or openness to support us, nurture us, nourish us. And then we'll use the same phrases, just changing the pronoun. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And I'll be silent here for a bit. And then to help balance loving kindness practice, sometimes there can be a pushing or a pulling associated with loving kindness practice. But to help with the centeredness, groundedness, balance, do a little bit of equanimity practice. So, for this, bring to mind somebody for whom you care for, but maybe there's just a little stickiness in the relationship, a little bit of roughness, a little bit of edginess. Not the most difficult person in your life, but someone for whom there's just a little bit of unsmoothness. But you care for this person, but maybe there's just a little rough patch right now. In the same way you bring this person to mind, maybe check in with the body. See if there's some residue of the loving kindness we've been doing earlier that can support you. There might not be, but if there is, allowing that to grow and nourish you, support you. And then we'll say this phrase, a different one. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the floor on your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So with that meditation, as I'm wont to do, those of you who've been coming here know that I'm often doing this similar thing, the guided meditations. We started with a little bit of a body scan. Then we did some mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, just resting our awareness there. And then loving kindness for a lovable being, sometimes called a benefactor. And then loving kindness for ourselves. And then equanimity practice. And before that, I talked about phrases and some things that we can, some guidelines we can use if we want to make our own phrases, we want to modify them. And of course, you're also welcome to just use the ones that I'm offering to. You can find your way with that. So now I'd like to encourage you to just share a little bit how that practice was. It can be a big range from like, wow, that was fantastic, to like, oh, I don't know, I slept the whole time, it was really great, I needed that nap, to whatever it might be. So if you can get in groups of three, it can be nice to get into groups with people that you didn't come with. Afterwards, you can talk to the people that you did come with. If you want to be with the people that you came with, you're welcome to do that. But it can be really nice to meet other people and to talk with others. So what we're not doing in these small groups is giving each other advice or telling them what they should do or anything like that. But instead, it's just an opportunity for us. Often we don't really fully understand or fully appreciate our experience until we try to find words and language to express it. So it's just an opportunity for you to share, explore, discuss your experience in a way that is supportive for you. So when one person is speaking, the other two are just simply listening, hopefully with a little bit of loving kindness. So if you want to get into groups of three, then I'll ring the bell in a little bit. Thanks.